This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's the word people use who are older to describe what's going on here. So what's the equivalent in young speak, Victoria, to swell? Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. What's the equivalent to swell? It's a swell program. They don't have, there's no thesaurus
around. I guess I would probably just say cool.
Cool!
Because I use cool for a lot of stuff,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, you do. Right.
I don't know that I'd call us rad, but, you know.
All right, let's see what you can bring us that's cool information from the top of the trend box.
Well, here's a question for you. Would you ever fly on an airline that misspelled its own name on the side of the plane?
Probably not, unless it's Aeroflot. I always thought, I saw at LAX a couple of weeks ago an Aeroflot plane, which actually was an American-made Boeing 777. It was really
from
interesting
like 50
to see.
Years ago, probably.
No,
right?
No, it's not. They're fairly new.
Aeroflot's the worst airline in the world.
Awful. I flew them when I was in going from Moscow to Leningrad. It was one.
Yeah, I had a friend fly on that once, and she said it was, she just prayed the whole time.
Hold
she
on. Yeah. Yep, right, exactly.
Well, so the big typo that has gone viral is, and I don't know how to say this airline, but it looks like it's Cathay Pacific.
Cathay Pacific is a big airline in Asia, yes.
Right, so it's a Hong Kong-based airline, and they do not know how to spell their own name. And this someone snapped this at the airport, and they spelled Pacific without the F. So it's just P-A-C-I-I-C. It was just Pacific. So,
what kind of a plane? You get that picture? What kind of a plane is it?
It's a big one. Either a Boeing or an Airbus. It's a big one. I don't know.
A big one.
It's
probably
a big one.
They send the what they call the livery. Planes have a livery, which is the design that they use pretty much for the logo, that sort of thing. And they send, there are three or four companies that pretty much do all the painting, all of the design and that sort of thing for airplanes. And so this would be, one of them is in Miami at the airport down there. I do rehab, major rehab and repainting of planes and that sort of thing. So it could have happened. But those, when you look at the logos, those logos usually, or the, in this case, Cathay Pacific or American or United, those are stickers. Those are stick-ons. They're not painted on, but they're applied. They're decals. So somehow or other, if they put it on letter by letter by letter, I'm not trying to overanalyze this, somebody forgot one of the letters.
But, well, somebody doesn't know how to spell, and I don't really want someone who is a grounds person or, you know, whatever type of person this job is, I don't want that person touching a plane that I would be flying on if they can't even spell the airline correctly.
I think that's it's probably not... Again, into the weeds, it's kind of a fun story.
Well, this
but
is
not anybody that works on a ground crew is probably ever going to touch something like that. It will be done in one of those subcontracting facilities.
Well, there's pictures. This was taken at the Hong Kong International Airport. And so this, there's a picture following this up with somebody still grounded at the airport. And there are two workers up on one of those yellow chairlift things.
Yes.
And they are now, and they're putting new decals on. There's a big patch over it. So they had to patch over what was there. I'll send you the picture so you can see it. And so they had to correct
then
it.
Then I'll now, give you a full review.
Yes. After the picture went viral, Cathay Pacific had a good, they were good sports about it. They realized, like, uh-oh, this has gone viral now. So they posted pictures of the plane getting corrected, and they tweeted, oops, this special livery won't last long. She's going back to the shop. And so they said they were going to keep this a private matter, and she said, what the spokesperson said, the spacing is too on point for a mishap. We have stencils. We should be there should be a blank gap in between letters if it was a real mistake. And that's what one of the engineers at Cathay Pacific said. So
it may have been somebody trying to make it look bad.
I don't know. They said we did not intend to make a big fuss of this. However, when it went viral, then you have to address it and make light of it. But yeah, so
you'll see Cathay Pacific mostly on the East Coast, West Coast here, flying directly to Hong Kong and other Asian. They're a big airline, privately held, not a like China Air owned by the government. And most of the that part of the world, the government runs, and actually many parts of the world, actually, government runs the airlines because they can't run them and make a profit. The private entity, so the government has to take them over. We've never heard that story before. Speaking of airlines, wait a minute, let me look at the picture you just sent me. So I'm going to look at it, and I'll give you my 2 cents worth. And then Cathay, yeah. So that's a that is a 777, and I don't know, that plane is not new. I wouldn't have thought. So what in the world are they doing? It looks stupid, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
It looks pretty stupid, pretty silly. All right. So as long as we're in the airline business here, Delta has joined United and JetBlue. There's a Freudian slip. Yeah. JetBlue and United and Delta now are charging $30 for the first bag. American hasn't commented yet, but there's no charge on Southwest. So the three of the five biggest airlines in the country think it's important that they charge you, grab another $5 from you for your first check bag. You know what a ripoff that is? What an unbelievable ripoff that is.
Well, right. And it's such a farce when you buy a plane ticket and you think, oh wow, I've got a pretty good deal here, and then no one ever thinks to add on the baggage fee until later on. So you buy your ticket thinking that you got a good deal, but you always have to add on an extra $35 now for your bag.
So Delta collected $375 million in baggage fees during the first 6 months of this year. Do you realize how outrageous that is?
How can they claim that they're struggling then if they're collecting that alone on baggage fees?
Rising fuel prices, a labor agreement.
But that's on top of ticket prices.
Yeah, right.
It's not like their only source of profit is baggage fee. While we're in the airline business, one other quick question. Whatever happened to that plane that landed at JFK that Vanilla Ice was on and people were sick, 100 people were sick? Whatever happened with that? Didn't that story just disappear?
Oddly? Just disappeared. Yep, just went away. See you later. Yep. All right, in a moment we're going to focus on what September is all about in many people's minds, especially with our eye back to the hurricane. If you're not prepared for a disaster, you'll want to be listening right after these words.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company look more professional and improves brand recognition. It's also snazzier. Staples didn't research that last part. It just seems obvious. So come into Staples and get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program. September is National Preparedness Month. Are you prepared in the event of severe weather disaster like the hurricane? We have Cheryl Nelson, who's a FEMA certified disaster preparedness expert, joining us now to offer some tips for you on how to plan and prep for a storm, should it become a problem, what to have on hand, how to avoid being left without power, that sort of thing. So, Cheryl, let's get right to it. As far as thinking about disaster preparedness, people are often in denial. Do you think that's true? I think it's true, but I'm wondering what you think.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I partnered with Cummins to ensure that everybody is prepared for the next big storm. And yes, I do. I think people are in denial. They think that it's not going to happen to them. or they think that the storm is not going to be as bad as meteorologists say, and they just become complacent. And I think many people don't truly care or prepare until they are affected by a disaster and they realize how bad it can be. In fact, Cummins just did a survey, and that revealed that 75% of people who experienced hurricanes and power outages admitted they were not prepared, and 67% of those said they wished that they had had backup power. So this is why I do this. This is why I'm here. People admit they're not prepared.
Well, under the circumstances, losing power can be, we're so spoiled now. You know, you think back 150 years ago, nobody had any power, and now we can't seem to live without it. I find, you know, I couldn't be on the air, you couldn't be where you are, we couldn't do anything without power. So when it's gone, we take it for granted. When it's gone, we, wow, what are we going to do? How are we going to cook dinner? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? So it's pretty easy once you have gone through the experience, to say, okay, here's how I'm going to fix the problem. But being anticipatory, if you will, thinking what would be, what's the solution to the problem if I lose my power? And again, people think in terms of it being expensive if you have a generator. I know that I put a generator in my house. I didn't think it was that expensive at all, given the feeling that you get of, I don't know what the right word is, the adjective protection. You're at ease. If the power goes out, it won't really go out if you have one of these generators, right?
That's so true. Having a backup standby generator will give you peace of mind. I mean, it's going to turn on the second the power goes off.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about losing all this money with spoiled food and hotel stays. I mean, I know it looks expensive to some people up front, but if you factor in long term how much you might spend, because you're exactly right. We can deal without power for a couple hours, but
yeah,
we have no power for days or weeks or longer. That's when it really gets dangerous and very expensive.
So you hosted a program called Get Ready America, the National Hurricane Survival Test. All 50 states saw you go through this in a very pretty methodical way. Is FEMA prepared? There's a lot of people that point fingers at FEMA. What did you find out with regard to them and how they help or not?
FEMA does a great job with trying to get people educated. That's why September is National Preparedness Month. And they're laying everything out for people, because I think a lot of people rely on the government to come to their assistance immediately following a disaster. But a lot of the times, your family, your friends, your neighbors, they're going to be your first responders, because FEMA cannot get to everybody right away. Yes, they try to get to people as quickly as they can, but really it's on every individual to be prepared with those items like water and non-perishable food, and not just a couple of granola bars or a bottle of water. You got to be prepared for at least 72 hours and even a maximum of up to 2 weeks, and you got to have that disaster kit ready. You got to have items like copies of your important documents, flashlights, batteries, medication refills, $100 in single dollar bills, a NOAA weather radio. And, you know, that's just naming a few. But you have to be responsible for yourself and your family.
Well, I think there's a certain amount of common sense, which we are devoid of, Cheryl, as well, because everybody, as you suggested, well, the government will take care of me, big brother government. No, this is up to you to figure it out and prepare. And frankly, the Cummins name, something, because I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I know the reliability quotient for Cummins is superb. They make great products. And if you want more information on what Cheryl's been explaining here, you go to Cummins.com/weather prep. Cummins. Cummins.com/weather prep. Good to have you here, Cheryl. Continued success in your career, focusing on things like this and helping out a lot of people. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
To some more music info here on the DJV show with Victoria Cara and I, focusing first on Demi Lovato, or more specifically, Demi Lovato's mother, Diana De La Garza. Got emotional, opened up about her daughter's alarming overdose, touching on her daughter's well-known battle with addiction. Ms. Diana said she first learned of Demi's overdose through a phone call from an assistant of Demi. She said, Demi overdosed. I was in shock. I didn't know what to say. What? What do you know about you don't know about your child? Her parents, what am I?
Well, I think she probably knew that she had issues with addiction, but I think you would still be shocked if you got a call that your kid overdosed. I think at that point she didn't know if she was alive or not, because the assistant wasn't like, your daughter overdosed, but she's okay. She just said she overdosed.
Yeah.
Which for a lot of people means that they're dead.
Right.
Yeah, it could be an overdose. You're right about that. So mom says, we got there as quickly as we could, jumped out of the car, ran to the emergency room to be by her side. She just didn't look good at all. Duh. But this is kind of simplistic.
How are you being so insensitive about this? I don't get that.
I don't like the fact that we're... What do you expect the mother to be? Of course she's going to be all upset about it. I think that's the pedanticness isn't about the reality of what's gone on. It's the way it's reported, I guess, as much as anything else.
These are her direct quotes. This is an interview. This is the first time her mother has spoken about any of this. This started trending last night because everyone wanted to know how Demi is doing, and her mom, this is obviously really difficult for her mom to talk about. For days, they didn't know if her daughter was going to live or not. They didn't know she was going to make it. She was in critical condition. She was in a coma.
I got all that. What I'm saying has nothing to do with that. It has to do with sort of the is there a real story here? Mom found out about it in a way that was pretty awkward, and then she went to be at her daughter's side. That's the story. And the daughter's okay. Is there something I'm missing?
Wow.
No. I think what happens is that we glorify and glamorize, because these people are stars, their abuses. However they get there, the mother's got to take some responsibility. That's what I'd be looking for. I'd want to know what's going on. What kind of situation is there at home for your daughter's only 26, so she hasn't been gone from the house that long. was the upbringing? I want to know what her upbringing was.
Her upbringing was in Hollywood. So I don't. Yeah, I think parents should take a little bit of responsibility for that. But I doubt she's been home for years and years
long,
and years.
Long
I mean,
time.
She was on Disney since she was, 14? She was on Barney when she was a kid. So I don't know how much control her mom has had in her life. At a certain point, too, when you're 26, you make your own decisions. And she's been making her own decisions, and they obviously haven't been great ones.
Mm-hmm. So I'll circle back around. It's not about blame. It's just about thought, the thought pattern. I look at myself as being responsible for some of the things my children have done, even as adults. Not that I can't control, but there's something that you seem to me you're brought up around or exposure to different things. I don't know. I'm just. It isn't a critical thing. It's an observational thing. So you take it as critical. I'm not. That's not the way it's meant. It's meant as an observational thing.
Happier daughter's alive. I think.
Yeah. And so wouldn't we all be that way if the situation were reversed? I think my son did some things when he was a young adult that I wished I'd have known more about. Frankly, and I think that mothers and fathers sometimes just don't want to know, and I don't think that fixes the problem or helps the youngsters in this circumstance, Demi saying, staying sober. All right, 28 after the hour, this is a DJV program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman who's accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her when they were teenagers wants the FBI to look into her allegation before a hearing is held on it by the Senate Judiciary Panel. Senator Doug Jones, among the Democrats accusing Republicans of rushing the process, especially in the wake of the new allegations.
If we're just going to be her statement without being tested ahead of time or looking at the facts and Judge Kavanaugh's, that hearing could devolve into just nothing but theatrics.
Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley said it's the hearing they've scheduled for Monday on the new allegation or nothing. Several rivers in North Carolina expected to reach major flood stages today because of Hurricane Florence. President Trump visiting some of the devastated area yesterday. At least 35 people were killed by the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Excited to tell you, as the Dougster, that it's 34 after the hour. And this is the DJV program. We're also excited to tell you that. Jennifer is on the mend. She's been fighting this stuff. That kid goes through more stuff. I don't know. She's like a germ attraction machine. And so she's fighting whatever the latest germ is. I haven't gotten her convinced. It's very interesting. As close as we are, as much as I can sit at breakfast with the two of them, her father and her, and I can go through a laundry list of things, because her father's the same way. Father picks up every bug that there is to pick up. And so I say to them, you know, enhance your immune system. Take this, 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 and this. And they all look at me with the kind of the two of them with glazed eyes. Jennifer has been listening to me do these ads for what? How long has she been around? 15 years or whatever. And she still doesn't. You know, they do the traditional stuff, and it's everybody to each his own, but it doesn't work that well for her. Enhancing your immune system is very basic, at least as far as I'm concerned, but she gets a lot of stuff. And so we hold on to a good thought, so she'll be back on the morrow after the mend. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. There's a story out of Leesburg, Virginia, that I find very, very compelling. And as those of you who listen to this program with a great degree of aplomb and attention and regularity know, I don't like to stick to the main road. We go off onto the side roads, the county roads, if you will. And so this is a focus on something that if you weren't really paying attention, it would get by. Because there's so much going on in the world. Okay, what's this little story about this little station down in Leesburg, Virginia that's just been sold? So I'm looking at the sales document, the call letters of the station. I actually used to be on this station, WCRW. Programming and revenue are under programming contract with China Radio International. I will repeat that. A radio station in Leesburg, Virginia gets its programming from China Radio International. If you didn't know, that's the state-owned international broadcaster of the People's Republic of China. So last year there was a lot of fuss because there was a station in Washington that was carrying a program that was produced by the Russians. And we have RTV, Russian television, a cable channel devoted to, well, the Russians pay for it. They say it's all about America, but it's all about kind of chipping away at America, if you will. I've been interviewed there. I've been a part of programming, and what they're interested in doing is kind of flushing out things that are negative. And China Radio International has been well known. Its programming has been on that station and for a while on other stations in our country. So I come to you and ask you if you're knowledgeable about this. That is a general question. Did you know that there were people buying and running radio stations in our country that were connected to the Chinese government? And the same can be said for the Russians. The Russians, that came up last year, and this China connection comes up this year. For me, I don't like it, frankly.
But do they own the stations? Because I thought that was not allowed.
It isn't allowed, but they cough up these people, and some of these AM stations aren't doing that well. Somebody comes along and says, I'll give you $10,000 a month, and your expenses are $4,500, and what do you care what the programming is? And that's basically how it's gone in some of these broadcasting nooks and crannies. So what's coming over the airwaves is Chinese. Who the hell knows what they're saying? You know, it's like I get a big kick. This is the old ruse, the Spanish broadcasters. The FCC will only act, like most other government agencies, upon a complaint. So when Howard Stern, for example, goes on the air and says something outrageous, or somebody slips with one of the seven words you're not supposed to say on the air, then somebody complains. Do you know how much is said on Spanish language radio that is so off the mark? It is so obscene, and yet nobody ever pays any attention to it because the people who speak Spanish aren't going to report it. They don't even know that they can do that in the first place. And secondly, nobody cares. The reason I bring it up is because it shows it's like ridiculous the way we chase around things, people for words they say, like the F word. Okay, we're going to fine you $5,000 because you let the F word out on your air. Meanwhile, the Chinese are running rampant all over the place, broadcasting their propaganda. Nobody knows what they're saying, at least nobody English speaking. All the Chinese people know what they're saying. And the same with the Russians.
Is it a really large population of Chinese Americans in Leesburg, Virginia?
I wouldn't have thought so.
That's kind of what I'm stuck on.
I don't know.
Like, really?
But this station has a 50,000 watt daytime signal, so it can get into Washington. So who knows what happens between Leesburg and Washington, or where? You know, who would have thought Framingham has the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil in any one concentrated place? Or that suburb of Dearborn, Michigan, where there are more Muslims than any other place in the country. 40,000 live in one community, the Somalis, that have moved to Lewiston, Maine. Who would have thought there was a bunch of Somalis living in Lewiston, Maine? If I was a Somali and used to that heat, I wouldn't be going wanting to go to Lewiston, Maine.
I'd be in Miami.
Yeah, right. Let's go down to Daytona Beach, or maybe we'll go to Wellington. The life's pretty good there. Anyway, it's just an interesting anecdotal question that I have out loud, and I would think you'd be asking that same question of your government, of your leaders. What's the story? Somebody running for Congress? You go to a town hall meeting in Leesburg, Virginia, where there's somebody running for Congress, first question I'd ask him, and he won't have the answer, I guarantee it, because he doesn't even know what's going on. Hey, pal, what's the story with the Chinese broadcasting on our radio station? Where'd that come from? What's the story? And he goes, we'll have to look into that. That'll be the last you hear about it. So you know more after listening to me here, us talking about it, than you'll know by listening to some government boob. I just think it's wrong. I don't think we should allow, never mind ownership, well, I don't think we should allow, you know, I get on to this business about English as the standard language. We don't have a formal declaration of a language in our country. And I think we brought up the other day the fact that in California they're going to mandate the ballots be all in Spanish. Screw that.
No, in Florida there's going to be Spanish and English. Yeah. It's not all in Spanish. Spanish is offered as well. Hmm.
All right, well,
By the way, we were talking about that more afterwards, and one of the points that was brought up is that, like, no other countries have two languages.
Doug said that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not true at all.
Not true at all.
No,
I mean,
not.
If you look at Europe
that.
And China and India and all these countries in Africa, most places speak more than one language. For some reason, we are
French
different
and
than everyone else.
Yeah.
All right, so then
In reality, we should all learn French and Spanish so that we can actually, you know, communicate with the countries that are next to us.
Well, maybe.
Wouldn't that be more beneficial to all of us if we all knew multiple languages as compared to
I don't disagree with that. That's why we have languages in school that we all forget as soon as we get out of school.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is the way that we teach them is not very efficient. If we were
it isn't. It's ridiculous.
Other places, we should start in elementary school and learn it through our entire lives.
Yeah.
Well, that probably speaks more to the reality of today. It's still, maybe it's an age thing as much as anything else. I just don't like it, frankly. I'm offended when I go into a place of business and they can't speak English and they expect me to know how to speak Spanish.
I guess the expectation that you should know Spanish seems a little odd. But
yeah.
I do think as someone who's only 26 growing up in a society that's, you know, we need to know more and more how to communicate with people in other countries and other continents. And so it seems odd that we have such a focus in this country of knowing English and only knowing English. It seems like that's something that people want more and more, and I just don't think that's efficient.
Well, there's an ancillary, or maybe insulary rather than ancillary. It's ancillary and it's insulary. We become isolated to a point, and we're a little bit self-focused. I think that is, especially in the world the way it is now, I think we need to be much broader in our approach to understanding what's going on elsewhere. We're not on an island here. It's very easy to get on a plane and go anywhere in the world, and likewise for people to get on a plane in Hong Kong, come on, Cathay Pacific, and end up in San Francisco 13 hours later. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Speaking of the Chinese, they have fired back at us after the trade war got ramped up, more tariffs. Chinese government says it'll impose tariffs on goods worth $60 billion following the announcement that administration's adding $200 billion worth of Chinese goods with new tariffs. The tariffs start at a rate of 10%, and they go up to 25% at the end of the year. So they go into effect, I think, later this week, apply to thousands of products, food seasonings, baseball gloves, network routers, industrial machine parts. The new tariffs will be levied at rates of 5 or 10%, depending on the product, at the same time. 5,000 U.S. goods will be affected by that. Meat, nuts, alcohol, chemicals, clothing, machinery, furniture, auto parts, U.S. and China. Why can't we work out the same thing with China that we did with Europe and Mexico? What the hell? I mean, and I'm sure that's on the table. So what are they being so stubborn about? We neutralize the Europeans and the Mexican deal, basically eliminates NAFTA and neutralizes so that there aren't tariffs, which is basically a better, healthier way of doing this because you pay what the product is worth, not some artificial inflation that has to do with what, you know, some government person thinks they can get away with. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see where all this goes. But if you didn't
When is it going to end? You know, Walmart is now lashing out about it. Target, all these stores that there are these brands, they're talking about, are they going to absorb the costs or and their stock prices
pass
go
them
down?
Along. Right.
Or do they just raise the prices of everything?
Yeah. Look at what they just put Walmart asked the administration to walk back its plan to put tariffs on Christmas lights and shampoo and dog food and luggage and mattresses, handbags, backpacks, vacuum cleaners, bicycles, cooking grills, cable cords, air conditioners, all that stuff, because they all are made in China, and they bring them to this country and sell lots of them, even if it's all junk. So what does that do to the U.S. economy, asks the people at Walmart. Other retailers, consumer goods companies, Ace Hardware, Joann Fabric, some of the craft stores are lobbying as well to, like, fix it. Let's get it straightened out. The folks at Target worried about how it affects their customers. Working families paying more for school and college essentials, like calculators and desk binders, that kind of stuff. Anyway, the administration not bending. They're not very flexible, this bunch. They spared bicycle helmets, however. High chairs, car seats, playpens. Imagine the government manipulating things to the extent. If you have no idea, this is, again, remember yesterday we were talking about 360 different departments in the government? The government owns 31,000 buildings around the country? It's craziness. And you and I have let this happen. Why the hell should the government be involved in this at all? Let the consumer pay what he or she wants to pay for something, and that'll determine what it's worth. Not some artificial way of adding costs. It's outrageous. All right, it's also 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies, Pegasus FinTech is a full-service token accelerator that assists companies that want to run a public initial blockchain offering, or PIBCO for short. The Pegasus team consists of experienced financial professionals and partners to provide key business, legal, accounting, technology, and funding strategies and processes. Pegasus is the first company to adopt the PIBCO standard, which differentiates it from unregulated ICOs or initial coin offerings that may not be compliant with jurisdictional securities laws. Learn more about Pegasus FinTech and how they can help your company at PegasusFinTech.com. That's PegasusFinTech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
At 53 past the hour, this is the DJV program. We have some food news of interest and import here. There have been a lot of food recalls lately, ranging from Honey Smack dry cereal to Pepperidge Farm Goldfish crackers. Now, one of the latest major recalls isn't a bacterial contamination, but it might be just as dangerous. We haven't heard 450,000 pounds of ready-to-eat frozen chicken recall for possible bits of metal. Wayne Farms, poultry products affected by recall, distributed by the farm, and we're not sure of the all of the, the thing about chicken, the thing about any of these packaged things, they end up pretty much, if they're distributed nationwide, in every single one of the big grocery chains. That's the way it is. It's all about distribution. And they probably have a different name. They didn't say Wayne Farms. They may have the store brand on it. And restaurants also take this stuff. The recall affects 11 specific products. White meat chicken, diced chicken, grilled white meat chicken fingers, grilled chicken meat, grilled white chicken strips, all natural diced chicken, and natural diced chicken seasoned with whatever. I don't even know what this stuff is, but I know... I'm happy I don't eat chicken. Remember I said, how many times, Kara, have you heard me say, if you knew how chicken was quote-unquote prepared, i.e. what went through the slaughter routine, you'd never touch another piece of chicken or poultry in your life, especially the commercial stuff. The stuff that's produced on your local family farm and processed on your local family farm is way different, miles different. It's like night and day. These big places where they grow 35 and 40,000 chickens a month in these huge barns. They never move. They give them injections so they grow fast. And in 36 days, they kill them. That's what happens in these huge agribusiness-oriented. This is a big company, and they buy chickens or they hire, like, Tyson's and Purdue farms to grow their chicken. And then they put their name on it. So there's a lot of stuff that happens down the line that you don't know about. But in this circumstance, just another reminder of what a mess that part of the... It's an industry. It's not the farm anymore. It's an industry. So some food for thought, if you will. Some more food news in a while. Here's something from, I guess this is food specific, because Life Change Tea is all about cleansing your body from the foods that have made your gut unhealthy. We all know, or if we don't know, we ought to know, that our health begins and ends in the gut. So if you have a lot of irritable bowel problems, if you've got gas, bloating, cramps, you've got any kind of diarrhea, I say, my daughter used to call it diarrhea. It really, the constipation stuff that goes on, unmentionable stuff, but it needs to be cleaned. You know, you've got to change your evil ways, but the first thing to do is clean up what you got, and that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Life Change Tea is from all natural teas grown in America. It's all put together in America, processed and then distributed, and you get yours by going not to the store, but online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com, ask for Life Change Tea. It'll clean the toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, guaranteed out of your body, so you'll feel better almost immediately. I drink a cup of it every day. Life Change Tea will do just that. Change your life. Make you healthier. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you free.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, for those of you who are big into apples at this time of year, lovely, beautiful apples, what's your favorite? Red Delicious used to be our favorite apple, America's favorite. But Americans have changed, comes to their apple. The Red Delicious apple lost the title. U.S. Apple Association said the Gala, G-A-L-A,
that's
Gala,
some people
said Gala, the Gala apple is going to usurp the Red Delicious for the top spot this year. So there you go. Food, farm, and family here on the DJV program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.